Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we are of course going to be talking about the news of Tesla layoffs and Elon's comments on the economy. We do still have a couple of other stories as well. And as you can see, if you're watching, this is a live stream episode for Friday. We're actually going to be doing quite a few live streams here for the next week and a half or so because editor Jossam is on vacation. So you guys are going to be seeing a lot of me live, and hopefully it goes all right, but we'll see. So appreciate your patience as we work through the next week and a half or so. But of course, today we're going to be focusing on these layoffs. Tesla stock with the news down 9% today. The NASDAQ down 2.5%. And this is one of those days where, you know, normally we're talking about the NASDAQ's influence on Tesla. Probably the opposite effect today, where Tesla having a pretty significant influence on the overall markets with this news and then those comments from Elon. So we've got kind of two separate things here with the layoffs and those comments. And we also have two different emails to take a look at. So the thing that kind of kicked this off was this morning a report from Reuters saying that Tesla CEO Elon Musk has a quote-unquote super bad feeling about the economy and needs to cut about 10% of salaried staff at the electric car maker, he said in an email seen by Reuters. So that was kind of the first news. Not a whole lot of context there, and unfortunately they didn't publish the full text. And then a little bit later on, it leaked out that Elon had sent an email to everyone, so kind of just like we had seen a day ago or whatever that was. Elon sent an email shared here by Holmars that said Tesla will be reducing salaried headcount by 10% as we have become overstaffed in many areas. Note, this does not apply to anyone actually building cars, battery packs, or installing solar. Hourly headcount will increase. So this is a very different circumstance than a 10% layoff of the entire company. So Tesla's got, at the year end of 2021, just under 100,000 employees. 10% of that would be 10,000, but here we're talking just about salaried employees. We don't know the exact percentage there, but from what I have been told, it's less than 50%. Pretty significantly less than 50%. This was just an estimate, so I don't want to be like super specific with the number, but less than 50%. So we're talking about fewer than 5,000 being laid off, less than 5% of Tesla's total probably at the end of last year. And if we consider a little bit more context here, Tesla had 110,000 jobs back in May. So Tesla this year has already grown their employee count by over 10,000 jobs, and here we're talking about cutting probably less than 5,000. So by the end of this year, Tesla is going to have significantly grown their job count, even with a reasonably sizable layoff here, but nothing close to 10%. So it's a pretty significant difference than how I think it has been largely reported on today, which has been that 10% number. And like it says there, no one actually building cars, battery packs, installing solar. Hourly headcount's going to increase. So again, as we get to the year end, employee count is going to increase. I've also heard that it's nobody in like service or stores either. Maybe some people in stores in terms of salaried workers there, but apparently nobody in service. So it's really just not all that significant of a. Obviously, it's significant, but not as significant as the initial reporting made it seem. So obviously, layoffs are never fun for anybody, not for the company, not for the individuals. And hopefully we don't have any listeners that were in that situation. It's always unfortunate. But when you approach it from an investing perspective, it's probably a good thing for the company to reduce headcount in some of those areas where Elon, like you said here, feels that they have become overstaffed. So that's one piece of it, just like the sheer number being smaller than kind of what was said. And then the other piece is the super bad feeling about the economy. And this is probably the more impactful part of it. We're talking a pretty small percentage of Tesla's workforce, but if Elon Musk is saying that he's got a super bad feeling about the economy, which again, it'd be great if we had this email or verification from another source, but it seems like this is probably an accurate report, though missing context. If Elon Musk has a super bad feeling about the economy, obviously that's a pretty concerning statement, just for the markets overall and for the outlook for Tesla. If you're not very well acquainted with Elon Musk and the things that he says, and how those tend to reflect actually on Tesla's business. That doesn't mean that Tesla's not going to have good business, and the fact that they're, you know, not reducing any headcount, actually increasing headcount in the areas that actually relate to production, suggests that they're going to keep growing. So a lot of those things can be, you know, overextended in terms of the thoughts, especially when the context is missing. That said, I think when we talk about the NASDAQ down 2.5%, Tesla down 9%, I think it's a little bit less to do with, or at least it should be a little bit less to do with the layoffs than the comments on the general economy. To be honest, like, the layoffs are probably a good thing in terms of the stock performance, which, you know, it's cold to say that, but it's just kind of how business is done. So the other thing that I think is probably worth pointing out is that, you know, this isn't something that should have come super unexpected, because Elon in April, a month and a half ago, said Tesla operating expense is embarrassingly high. So he's coming in saying their operating expense is high. He has said before that he thinks there is a recession coming. We've already got one quarter of negative GDP. We're halfway through another quarter that maybe is going to show that the recession is there. So with these pieces of context, this isn't super surprising. And again, the actual count here is relatively small. So this did spark some reaction in the U.S. government today, sort of tale of two cities here. First, we've got an update from Marty Walsh, who is the U.S. Secretary of Labor, who, remember, had met with Elon Musk maybe a month ago or so. And we've got a Yahoo Finance article here talking about how he made some comments today. And he said, "I had a conversation with Mr. Musk about 2 months ago. I would love to follow back up with him about what more we can do as a government. Quite honestly, this is not just a government response. You know, this is a business response as well, to where we're heading with the economy." So pretty reasonable take there. Like, let's talk to Elon, see what his thoughts are, see what we can do. That was not the reaction from President Biden. So I'm not going to play the clip here. You can find it on Twitter. But, you know, his comment was basically like he doesn't know why Elon's laying people off. He talked about Ford adding 6,000 jobs. I don't know if that was just a generic, like, we're going to add 6,000 jobs for EVs. I'm not well-versed in Ford's hiring strategies, but he mentioned Ford hiring and wished Elon lots of luck on his trip to the moon. So just kind of like a flippant response, just kind of a stark contrast to the Secretary of Labor's comments, which, you know, again, it's disappointing to see the reaction there. But, you know, with Elon's comments lately and the political wedge that has formed there, probably not all that surprising, but disappointing. I did actually respond to this. So he mentioned Ford adding jobs, but, you know, over the last 5 years, Ford's obviously been reducing their workforce. They've cut 20,000 jobs, whereas Tesla has added 6,000 jobs. And even this year, I bet Tesla ends up adding more than 6,000 jobs. Maybe that's not all in the United States. But, you know, when we get to the end of the year, if Tesla's at 106,000 or more, that'd be more than this comment. And since they're hiring hourly staff and probably laid off 5,000 or fewer people, that looks exceedingly likely. So those are kind of my thoughts on that. Like, I don't think this is a huge deal for Tesla. They're well positioned to manage through whatever period of time Elon is feeling bad about. And, you know, something like this makes them even more capable of managing through that. The other thing is, like, Tesla's, even for salaried positions, like, here's another news item that we have. Tesla's pushed AI Day back to September 30th. But obviously, AI Day, Elon has been very clear about this. This is a recruiting event, and that is for a lot of salaried type employees. So even with some of this, you know, trimming of the fat, as it tends to be known, Tesla is still going to be expanding salaried work, you know, worker count later this year. The original email apparently also talked about a hiring freeze. Sometimes you just have to do those with layoffs, apparently, you know, from a legal perspective. So that might be what that's about. That's kind of different in every jurisdiction. I don't know a ton about it, so I'm not reading too much into any hiring freeze. People were, you know, seeing that Tesla does have open positions that they're accepting applications for, and you know, they can still accept applications, so that doesn't disprove that the email was sent or anything like that. And I think Elon at this point probably would have denied it if it wasn't the case. So anyway, I think later this year Tesla will be, continuing to grow in areas that they feel like they need to grow from a salaried perspective. So while we're on that AI Day thing, Elon did respond to Dave asking about if the Tesla bot might look the same, because Elon said they're hoping to have an Optimus prototype working by then. So originally this was scheduled for October or August 4th. So now pushed back a couple months almost. And Elon said no, it will not be looking the same. So I did like the look of it, but we'll see what Tesla's got in mind there. The other thing on the layoffs that I want to mention, this will impact the second quarter financials, because Tesla will have restructuring expenses as a part of those layoffs. We've seen Tesla do this before. It's not anything, unprecedented. So they've done this back in Q2 of 2018 and Q1 of 2019, and both of those had charges hit the P&L. So here we had a $67 million charge related to restructuring in I think that was Q1 2019, and then Q2 2018. That was a slightly larger increase, and there was a $103 million restructuring cost there for those layoffs. So for Q2, that means we've got Bitcoin impairment, we've got restructuring costs. Those are both gonna, fall into the financials. I don't know, maybe it's $150 million between those two. I haven't modeled out the Bitcoin impairment precisely yet. Just been waiting to see if that'll get worse, but it's just gonna make a challenging quarter here in Q2, a little bit more challenging in Tesla, maybe just saying, okay, let's just take kind of all that hit at once in the financials. So something to be aware of there in terms of the impact for this quarter. All right, moving on. That was obviously the main story for today. Or I guess maybe just one other comment on that. I've seen a lot of people complaining, like, why isn't Elon doing anything, like, when the stock is dropping? It's not Elon's job to support the stock on a day-to-day basis. It's Elon's job to manage the business as best he can, and he feels like, this is doing that. Did he have to say that there's a super bad feeling about the economy in his email? No, but also that was a private internal email to his executive staff, so you can't really fault him for that. And if that's how he feels, he's not going to come on Twitter and be like, oh, like, I don't think that. So I don't really understand any of the criticism, that there seems to have been a lot of today in terms of Elon or Tesla's management of press. I just don't really get that. So that's kind of my last thought on the situation there. So probably the other big news for today was this new interview. So Tesla owner Silicon Valley and the Kilowatts, Eli Burton, they interviewed Elon. I think this was maybe Monday, maybe, yeah, on Monday. So they just released part one. I have not had a chance to listen to it yet, unfortunately, just kind of like bad timing when it got released today. So I think it's mostly historical stuff in here, so probably not anything like major news that we're missing on, but definitely check that out. There's a link for that in the description today if you want to watch part one of that interview. All right, just a couple of other quick things here. So first, this is an actual old referral perk that Tesla had promised once upon a time, that if you made a certain number of referrals, they would launch a photo of your choosing into space on one of their SpaceX launches. And then it kind of fell off the referral program and no one really heard about it. I think it's been a couple of years, honestly. It has now resurfaced, and it looks like Tesla is getting ready to actually commence launching those photos into space with SpaceX. So just something kind of exciting that I wanted to pass along. This wasn't an email for me, but one of my friends is going to launch a photo into space, so it should be fun for those people. All right, a couple other things, just general like automotive stuff, automotive market stuff. So we do have May sales reports coming in, monthly May sales. So these are U.S. sales, and you can see kind of a bloodbath here. This was reported on by Auto News. So most automakers here down 20-30%. Ford doing a little bit better in May. I'm not sure what what their comp was from last year. Some of these year-over-year comparisons can be a little bit rocky as we get into, a lot of the weirdness from 2020 and 2021. But Ford doing quite a bit better than the rest of the automakers that have reported here. Honda faring horribly, down 57%. I'm not sure if they've made any comments on that, but trending even worse than their down 36% year to date, which is, as you can see here, among the worst of these reporting. And yeah, you can see Hyundai Kia down 30%, Mazda a little bit smaller, but down 63%, Toyota down 27%. So pretty tough month in May. Obviously, the refrain would be that this is supply constrained, and I'm sure that is the case for a lot of it, but a rough auto market out there for non-Teslas. All right, the last item we've got here then is on GM's Cruise. So they are announcing that they have been granted a license by the California Public Utilities Commission that they are now allowed to begin commercial autonomous vehicle rides in San Francisco. So I don't know when exactly they're going to start this service, but they did announce that they've received that license and are planning to go ahead and do that. So presumably that means that if you're in that service area, you could get the Cruise app or whatever they're using and hail an autonomous vehicle ride through that process. So they've got the license for that. They've got the plan to do that. I'm sure that'll be only operating between like 10 p.m. and, you know, 4 a.m. or whatever they're operating at now. So it's not going to be, it's not like it's a full robotaxi service, but should be interesting. Obviously Waymo doing similar things, but I think Waymo's is like invite only or something like that. And this would seem to be a little bit more general public. So it'll be interesting to see, and hopefully, you know, a few of us will get a chance to try that out relatively soon and see how they do with it. All right, I think that is it for today then. So as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you are subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and we'll see you on Monday for the, I believe, June 6th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.